I thought y'all niggas really wanted drama, I'd have been put out the armor. Word to my mama. Hit y'all niggas for something that you ain't never felt. Hit y'all niggas for frontin', you caught up in that hell. If I thought that half the shit that bitches said was true, I'd be spitting lead at you. The danger crew. But if you know a bitch, you don't listen to that bitch. You don't argue with that bitch. All you do is fuck that bitch. If I listen to all the snake niggas that's running their mouth, I wouldn't be in the crib. I'd be loading up to run in your house. But you can't fuck with cowards. Get the coward to be a coward. You'll end up killing these cowards. You'll end up spilling these cowards. If I let the niggas around my way tell me how to feel about me, I guess I really wouldn't be deep. But I'm the best that ever did it. The best at it because I live it. How many niggas eat it and shit it? Who cats want it? Come and get it. Turn to open places. I wanna see it when it's coming, so I can open faces. Okay. Open cases got me paying to stay out of jail. While these streets got me praying to stay out of hell. Slipped and I fell. Got back up, slipped again. But no matter what it's been, niggas never gotta win. It's a thin line I walk every day, but I'm good with it. Project nigga all my life, but wouldn't say the hood did it. Knew what I was doing every day that I've been doing it. Seeing niggas having a good time, too, I'ma ruin it. Yeah. Fuck you and fuck your man, both y'all niggas is puss. Threatened like you out the jungle, but ain't never seen a bush. The bush from the sub, whatever love we had, take it with you. Now people that just said, and see how long it takes to hit you. Everybody knows you can talk all day, yes. But when it's on, what you gonna do? Walk away. Yes. Close my eyes on your niggas, the bullets will watch y'all. Then I gotta open up another can of ass whipping. Y'all niggas better park up, top with the real ass kissing. I'm a simple man, I lead a simple life. I mean simple like, I don't need much to be aight. Live off the land, eat at night. Handle whatever's coming when I get there, but I'm good. Dismantle whatever's coming, and niggas sit there, but I'm hood. How my niggas feeling? Good. How my niggas like it? Rough. What my niggas want? Blood. You stay calling niggas bluff. But if it's got to be, then it's gonna be. Come on, let's see. Whatever my niggas want from me, what my niggas don't get from me. And if I ever let the words of another nigga bother me, I might as well let the sperm of that other nigga bother me. But they know, like I know, it's like Rhino. Niggas coming through my left and I blow. Nigga die slow.
Frankly honest, if this didn't happen today, I wouldn't have even aired anything because I had already told you guys I was taking a little break because, you know, I'm doing my LSAT courses in preparation to take the exam to go to law school, but I have to come on and speak considering the circumstances. Real talk. And I would be mad if I didn't speak on it when it happened. So, no bullshit, I'm hurt. So, DMX, I believe the family finally made the decision to take him off life support. For any of you who did not know, I'm pretty certain, if not all of you guys, a great deal of you guys were aware that sometime last week, I don't know the precise dates, you guys, it's like, this is not a fucking news coverage right now. This is just from my heart, just letting you guys know. Because I need to vent anyway. Like, shit. So, yeah, exes, no longer with us, and that shit don't even sound right to say. You know, I know people, stupid motherfuckers, I know people who would say right now, who's gonna listen to this segment whenever they listen to it, oh, well, you know, did you know him personally, or, you know, and I think that's just the insensitiveness of certain people who think that you can only make connections to people by physically knowing them. I was greatly impacted. One of my favorite rap artists. I'm thinking there's a person who knows me who doesn't know that. So this one hurt really bad, you know? This one I don't know, you guys. This one really hurt. And it's probably because when I think of X, I think about a period in which I was going through some shit. Shit was gray, shit was black, shit was dark, just like his first album. And damn if I didn't feel like I was in hell. But I thank God for him and his music and 9-8, because that shit uplifted me. It was like a god. You know, I was in a very difficult time in my teenage years. I was a ward of the state, and just shit was just funky, you know? Niggas just don't even be knowing sometimes the shit niggas be going through. But that was a different time and different scenario, and I was a different person, but damn, I was going through it. And specifically, it's dark and hell is hot, and flesh in my flesh grounded me in a lot of ways that I'm saddened that I won't ever be able to tell him. Like, it goes beyond just being, you know, I don't know what you guys consider fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a groupie, that I'm never, I respect artists and I have a love for music that is probably more intense than the average person appreciates music. So when there's an artist that is relatable to me and I respect and who loves God as much as he loves God, y'all better not forget to mention that. You heard? Why y'all gonna mention all the other fuckboy shit you probably mentioning associated with D? Make sure you mention that nigga love God. You heard? I don't even drink, you guys. I'm sitting here with this Henny in my glass. guess I don't even know right now. I don't even know why I'm recording, but I had to do something because I couldn't just sit there. You don't understand me, though. Like, I really love this nigga as an artist. He was amazing. Prophet, you better act like y'all know. We ain't fucking perfect. So for anybody judging people, fuck you. Fuck you. So no, I didn't come on here to tell you what happened. I don't, and all of that shit. You could hear about all that yourself. 111 on the clock. I came on here because the energy I feel is overwhelming. I have to release. And I love D very much. I always respected him as an artist, as a person, as a man, as a child of God, as a sinner. Condolences to his family and his children, to his fiancée Desiree, to his ex-wife, all those he impacted. I really wish, I mean, I went to concerts and shit, but no, I was supposed to shake this man's hand. That's why I'm hurt. You don't understand how I fucked with that. Yeah. So anybody who thinks when people cry and they're hurt by things that happen to certain iconic people in the world, don't laugh at them because they genuinely fuck with these people. You heard? Like, I'm an empath. If I love a person, I love them. I love X for who he was. Like, this ain't no, like, don't twist your head and make it look like some other shit. Not at all. Just love for him as a black man and the struggle going through his trials and tribulations as we all do, you know? But damn, if that nigga music didn't get me inspired, didn't get me to never losing hope. Real shit. It also got shit done too. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, I ain't perfect. I was a very different Cole. I needed to get in a certain energy. Wrong, right, or indifferent. It's getting done. After I hear this nigga, I'm good. We good. Everything is a green light. This music is an amazing artist, lyricist, storyteller. Remember when I saw him on the Versus with Snoop? He looked good. He was chunky and happy and shit. I know he got an album coming out. But yeah, I ain't gonna hold y'all. Just thought you should know. Dog is gone, and how I felt about learning the news. So yeah, I'm gonna be MIA again. Still studying for this LSAT, and yeah, I definitely will be back, you guys. I hope nothing else crazy happens in the meantime and in between time, but I definitely will pick everything back up to regular scheduled programming after I take this exam in June 13th, that is. So I love you guys very much. Love the people you have in your life. Let them know they loved. Tomorrow's not promised. Y'all show some homage to X, and everybody stay safe. And I'm out. Later, you guys.